Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Monday, May 23rd, 2005. Today I'm going to continue with The Death of the Homunculus, my personal intellectual history, and I'm going to be talking about the episode of the rational crazy guy. This occurred in January 1981, I believe, when I had just started my job as third shift security guard at Presidential Plaza in Syracuse. For the first few weeks I was on the job, I had the cushy job that I wanted, which was
the September 15th, 1931. And this section is about
conservatives
liberals criticized it for playing to the hands of conservatives and that sort of thing, but it was
very conscious,
quite a powerful piece. Though she wrote an article, the one that I'm concerned about here, and it was published in four sections in the New Yorker, four episodes, four continuations, and it was just called Creedmoor in the table of contents. I recently found it again at the UWM library, went and looked it up, and actually I was surprised to find that it was
most of the night, besides these tours through the parking lot and perimeter and other buildings, were spent in the lobby of Madison Manor, much more bare-bones desk kind of situation. This lobby, this apartment building called Madison Manor did not provide full-time 24-hour security service. Instead, it just had somebody there roughly half the time. So about 4 hours each night
in Jefferson Tower,
I would spend
still
in that lobby.
There was still an expensive
on a very, very cold night, claim to fame was that Frank Sinatra would stop there after he performed in town, whether or not that was true.
But
I'd certainly like to give that
that
impression. It was the kind of place frequented by men who drove Cadillacs and women who wore minks. But by the early 80s, Presidential Plaza as a whole was getting to be on hard times. The rents had declined.
So
as I go forward with this project, and I, of course, have no guarantee that I'm actually going to do it, my present self has very little control over my future self, except to the extent that I set up a good project and my future self wants to be doing. There's lots of other things I'm going to do in my
poetic depression,
and there are parallels with my own life in here, and that I've filled up many pages of depressed literary writing.
And I was very fascinated by this article. For a lot of reasons, it's simply a very well-written article. But it also contains some wonderful long transcriptions, long transcriptions of Sylvia's schizophrenic rambles. And I actually, when I was at the library the other day,
I
only got a couple of them.
Why didn't you stay there?
This is a typical
exit. So obviously the guy had been in the police station earlier that night and had gotten up and wandered off into the cold, looking for an apartment in the middle of the night. At this point, he launches it, the semi-crazy guy. He proved himself to be fully crazy by launching into word salad, just totally incoherent ramblings about God and chemistry and various combinations of the physical and the divine.
And
to give me the imaginative freedom that I believed I needed, and I think I really did need at that time. And so there I was. On the nights when I got enough sleep, it was good. But on the other nights, it was 8 hours.
Basically, those are reading of the nights when I was unable to sleep during the day.
Various questions were.
It was at that time.
And I'll talk about why, you know, this one article that I read and this one incident with a crazy guy posed a problem for me. And as I get into it further, I'm going to jump ahead a couple of years,
what struck
or maybe a year
me
and a half,
and
to the Oriental
began
Theater in Milwaukee,
become part of this story of the death of the homunculus for me, was the contrast between this guy's behavior in that he, in one sense, he was obviously profoundly mentally ill, and also, in another sense, totally rational in pursuit of his objectives. His objective that night was to stay someplace where people were nice to him, in other words, an emergency room, and not the police station, although it was perfectly warm in the police station.